You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
So first things first, Danny, let's look at the one lineup shuffle that has really happened to this point in terms of who's in and who's out. And they played Ryan Leonard for a game, then Radish for two games, then went back to Leonard. Those two guys, interchangeably, really the only changes from a personnel standpoint that have happened. This is unpopular. Everybody gets upset about this. I love Ryan Leonard. Long term, I think he's going to be a stud. I think he's going to be an Oshie-like player who's going to be, he's going to have letters on his jersey for years to come. An assistant to Tom Wilson maybe in a couple of years, and then ultimately a captain years from now. I could see all of that happening. I don't really know what he provides right now that helps that much. Offensively, he doesn't score. He has an empty net goal in 16 games, and he doesn't really get points. He's got one other secondary assist in those games, which is not necessarily his fault. I think he's on a line with Lars Eller, who pulls him down and isn't particularly good offensively. But here's the problem. They can't get the puck out of their own zone. Mm-hmm. They were the ones that ruined everything, that line. A couple of, you know, going back early in, I think it might have been game two. And I think the reason he ultimately got sat was he was a part of that where he couldn't get the puck out. But last night, multiple times, they were on the ice for shifts that completely changed the complexion of the game. I'm not saying it's Ryan Leonard's fault. I'm just saying that that line, because they're not good offensively,
yeah,
because Eller, in my opinion, as a center who just can't finish and doesn't have a whole lot of game on the offensive end at this point of his career, is a dragging down influence. I need you to be really, really good defensively, and I need the puck out of the zone. Leonard occasionally doesn't make the right play, or you know, when he's trying to clear the puck, it doesn't get out. In a way that I think a veteran like a Radish might not have that problem. Mm. I think he's in the right spot more often from a coaching standpoint. I think he's probably just better in their structure that he's been in all year long. So that veteran presence for me, when I'm prioritizing just being able to get the puck out, not having shifts as a line that ruin my night, I think they might have fewer of those. Now, if the point is they're not getting enough shots, they're not getting enough goals, they need offense, you got to play Leonard. I agree. Except that on that line, there's no real offense to come
anyway. It's not like any, yeah.
If you want to play him and you think he can help you offensively, you've got to play him in the top six. And then you take your chances, which they were trying to pair like Ovi with Willie last night so that A, Ovechkin got a little more space, but I think also so it wasn't as bad a defensive line. They moved Protas down to that heavy defensive line with Dubois and the speed of McMichael with a good stick in lanes. I don't mind those top sixes. You know, Protas, I guess you could move down to the third line, and you could put Leonard on the second line if you wanted to do that to try to get more offense out of him. But if you're playing him on the Eller line on the third line, I don't know what he does here right now. No. I don't know how he helps you. To me, if he's in the bottom six, that should be Radish. I think that is your best hockey team. I don't think it's a coincidence the one game they won. Not that Radish was the reason why, but they had better shifts as a line. The best I've seen the Eller line look was with Radish on the ice in this series. So I know that's unpopular.
No,
I know people get really upset, but this is not a long-term thing. It's just right now, this moment, what gives you the best chance?
Yeah.
And I need someone to tell me, what in the hell does Ryan Leonard do if Ryan Leonard's on a line with Lars Eller that never has the puck in the offensive end? It's speed. We need speed. speed isn't the issue. They're, like, guys like Bevilier who have speed or some of the players that can skate, they haven't done anything in the series. So just having speed for speed's sake is not the game for me.
I smell what you're cooking there, and I'm not going to refute any of your points because I actually think what you're saying makes a lot of sense. To me, I don't know because let me start with a couple of building blocks and then basically get to the point of me saying I don't really know the answer here, okay? So I'm not messing with that top six, which sounds crazy because why is anybody sacred in a series where you can't score? Right? Why is anything sacred? But that's what I would have.
Were you okay with the tweak last night?
100%. In fact, I would have made it. I like Ovi, Strome, and Wilson together, so it's a little more balance. I thought there was more room for Ovechkin and company because he's not going 200 feet anymore. I need somebody to help, and I think Wilson did that. I think it neuters Wilson a little bit. He was not the same Tom Wilson, but I think having that balance is worth it to me to give me more scoring chances. I like Protas with PLD and McMichael. I thought that worked well. You could flip Wilson and Protas, that's fine with me. Whatever you want, whatever tweak you want to make, I'm cool with
that. Okay, then do you agree with my premise, though, that if Leonard is on that line, then he's not a better option than Radish? Because offense is so limited, you need to worry about not being hemmed in for a 95-second shift like happens to that line every single night.
Precisely. And so here's where I'm going. And it would cause a cascade effect, but I'm not playing Lars Eller anymore. I'm not doing it. If I'm going down, it's going to be with him in a suit. Yeah. I can't.
Now, Stanley Cup hero, Lars Eller to you, by the way.
I owe him a debt of gratitude.
2018.
The LT Gray, whatever I'm supposed to call him.
So I agree. So that brings me to this next bigger conversation.
And here's my point. I don't know what that means then. Am I signing with Michael? Means.
And this is the best team they can field right now in terms of talent and skill and, I would say, skating and offense for sure. They are completely reticent and unwilling to even have the conversation about Lars Eller coming out of the lineup. I don't know if that would change now that you're facing elimination and, frankly, you're getting your butt kicked, right? You're down 3-1 in this series. But previously, the only option, and whenever I bring it up to anyone, and it's not to the staff, but it's people tangentially that are, you know, around the situation.
Yeah, they hear from the staff.
Yeah, and talk to the staff. I'm going, we all see it. Come on. Connor McMichael can play center.
Mm-hmm.
He has flourished as a wing, and moving him into center probably lowers his overall scoring ability and ceiling a little bit. It also means that defensive zone draws probably get a little bit worse. Maybe defensively you get a little bit worse because they like Lars Eller's defense. And so there's a lot of areas where they would tell you lose out there. But they are so handcuffed right now with that line. It has been so ineffective in my opinion. I guess it's possible they could push back and say, we don't think it's as bad as everybody else. But the numbers are the numbers. Look at the shots for. Look at the shots against. Look at the ozone time for and against. They're right there. They're screaming at you. That's data. That's information. That's not an opinion. I would absolutely do that. I think you're facing elimination. You've done this for four games. You've seen how it's gone. Mm-hmm. It's not particularly well. I would move McMichael to center. You would then be able, if you wanted to move Leonard up to the second line to replace McMichael, and I think that would kind of make some sense.
So put him on the left?
You could do that.
Yep.
Or, the other thing you could do is you could move McMichael down to that second line. You could move like Mangiapane up if you wanted to, or McMichael down to the third line center if you wanted. Move Mangiapane up, and then Radish gets a sweater on the fourth line, and someone like Bevilier could go up to the second or the third line.
So I usually don't like to do a change that's going to cause seven changes. Now, a lineup change just means one person for one person. So Eller, no sweater, Radish, sweater. It's not one for one, though. You're moving guys from multiple different lines. I would do that.
But Radish doesn't play center.
No, that's my point, is if it was just I'm swapping a wing for a wing, and that's all it is, this move that I'm going to make, and my priority is no more Lars Eller.
Yes.
That's how I'm starting the conversation. I realize that means I'm going to have to change three lines probably, maybe a fourth if I don't like the new construction of the second line, and maybe I can move Protas back up. I don't love doing that in general, but I'm so fed up and over Stanley Cup hero Lars Eller. I owe him a debt of gratitude for the Stanley Cup. This ain't working. I can't do it. Because if you're so awesome defensively where they can't even manage a loud clap when you're on the ice, let's have that conversation. That ain't the case. Carolina's doing just fine. They're high-fiving plenty and telling each other congratulations when he's on the ice all the time. I can't do it anymore.
I also know that making a move that significant looks like panicking. Guess what? It's time to panic.
Yep,
you're down 3-1. So you rule that excuse out, that explanation out. Not a good reason not to do it. It's a matter to me of, and I just need smarter hockey people with the club to say why you can't do it. Do they think McMichael, who's undersized compared to Eller, can't be heavy and is sound defensively? Did they really view that that line, which is important, especially, you know, when you don't have last change, you know, from a matchup standpoint on the road, do they just think that he couldn't hang on that end of the ice, or that you can't trust him with a D-zone draw, or, you know, what is the logic on that? I think it's about face-offs, and I think it's about defense. But you went five periods without a goal. That line, yeah, other than that huge Mangiapane goal in the one game against Montreal on the fly, ripping the shot from the high slot, has been a zero for you. You cannot have a line in the playoffs that does not, I don't even mean score, that just doesn't generate regular chances.
Lars Eller has a shot in the four games.
Right.
One. Same number as Trevor Van Riemsdyk. So when people, yes, it's a panic move because I am panicked. This is doomsday. I'm not talking about 82 games. I'm not demoting somebody for bad behavior. This is no ego time. We're not sitting around a circle saying kumbaya. This is for this series. Whether if somehow you come back and win, maybe that's not the story against Florida or Toronto or whoever you might have to play eventually. And maybe Lars Eller does still serve a purpose. In this series, to me, he is in the way. So I'm making that switch.
How many shots do you think he has in 9 games in the playoffs?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Two?
Three shots.
He was on fire in the Montreal series then. What do you have, two?
Let's go to Russell in Graysonville. How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
I'm no hockey guru. I'm still learning the sport. But I can tell you, this dump and chase is definitely not working. Because if you can't get in the zone, you just said it. Numbers don't lie. The shots on goal are ridiculous. And here you get a 4-minute power play, and you don't even get a shot on goal. You know, and
if that was a nightmare.
Wasn't that fun?
That was disgusting. I mean, it's got to be embarrassing for the quality of players you have on the ice that you can't get a shot on goal.
But, Russell, here's my response. It's not as if they can just carry it in. You know what I mean? It's not as if Carolina's going to go right this way. Like, their best strategy probably is to dump it in and get a forecheck going at some point. But the neutral zone and the traps, I don't see them just sort of stick-handling their way over the blue line.
I don't know. Was he saying on the power play he didn't like their entry? I mean, they couldn't get the puck in.
Yeah.
So I didn't like their entry either.
Yeah,
never got set up in 4 minutes. But dumping the puck in and working from behind the cage with their forecheck is the secret sauce here. I mean, that's when they are at their best. They haven't been able to do it all series.
Yeah, now they can't get to the red line, and they've iced it a billion times.
Right.
We've all seen that.
Oftentimes just trying to survive,
yeah,
right? But no, like the best thing they can do is when they're forechecking and working hard behind the cage, and they send those, you know, passes out to the slot for those one-time shots where the goalie is kind of leaning over his shoulder, and now he's got to play a puck that's right in front of him at high danger. That's the beauty. That's what you want. They just have never, ever had the puck behind the net for any extended period of time. It's been very, very rare in this series. So he's right when he says, you know, that the dump and chase thing isn't working. It's because Carolina, the forecheck hasn't been there yet. You dump the puck. They go retrieve the puck quickly. They get the one pass up to the sidewall, and they're out of the offensive zone before you've even touched them. over and over and over again. Ashley's in Front Royal. What's up, Ashley?
I was actually going to say something really similar. Our power play has been absolutely atrocious. Getting the puck in our own zone and getting multiple shots on our own goalie on our own power play is just embarrassing. I don't think that the dump and chase is working, because whenever we dump it, they beat us to the puck, they get control over the puck again, and then they're right back down to the other end of the ice. I had also mentioned that the fact that it took a 5-on-3 advantage for us to even get a power play goal was really sad, and I feel that it's really noticeable that our power play isn't doing what they need to do to help us to get a lead.
It's a great call.
Thanks, Ashley.
Look, there's a lot of reasons why the power play has struggled. The first thing you got to acknowledge is that's a damn good PK.
Carolina's good at it. They really are.
Number one penalty kill in the NHL all year. Number one for the better part of the last 5 years in the NHL on the penalty kill. It has been their calling card even when they're not playing that well. On the other end of the ice, they've always been pretty good. They're 15 for 15 on the kill against Montreal. So you had your work cut out for you. But there's a difference between not scoring on a power play and just not being able to get a puck in the offensive zone.
Yeah, no zone time, let alone no shots.
And a two-minute power play that looks that bad is embarrassing enough. A four-minute mate, you know, you got a high stick with blood drawn, and you're down a goal, Danny. It's a gift from the heavens.
Yep.
But the change I would make on the power play is they're using two defensemen. And they have Chychrun and they have Carlson on the power play one. With Ovechkin, the way that he plays, which is the one-timer from his office, he's essentially like what a defenseman would normally be on the power play. Basically, you stand still, you've got your shot lined up, your stick's in the air, you're waiting for the one-timer. Think about someone from the point who's either moving the puck or shooting. You got three guys kind of doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand this two-defenseman power play thing. Either choose Chychrun, or if you want Carlson because he's got the right-handed shot at the point opposite Ovi, you pick one of those two guys. For me, it would be Chicky at this point. And I'm putting another forward out there. You know, the most success they had last night was with McMichael out there, who is fast and can bring the puck in. So that to me is odd. Most of the year, and when they had the majority of their success,
they usually do four forwards.
They have not had two defensemen. That was a when Ovi was out thing, and they've gone to that in the playoffs as this big like wrinkle nobody saw coming. And I think it has backfired. I don't like that setup.
Smell what you're cooking there. Yeah, if you're not a threat to carry the puck in, makes that dump maybe a little bit less of a threat. So maybe there's something to that. I mean, again, I just think the way Carolina plays 5-on-5 is the way they play on the penalty kill. You know what I mean? Like, they're not here to say, oh, right this way, let me give you some room to operate and do what you want. They swarm and go fast. They know what they're doing.
Caps playoff coverage on Grant and Danny brought to you by Astrom Carpentry. For over 25 years, Astrom's been a trusted trade partner for new home builders in the DMV. They specialize in full-service interior trim carpentry, handling everything from supply to installation, turnkey, hassle-free. Contact astrom.com today. Astrom, the home builders trade partner.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.